And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Approximately 3,000 linemen have been mobilized in North Louisiana to try to restore power for SWEPCO customers who've been without it since Thursday. It could be as late as the weekend before power is returned to the Shreveport area. Bossier City spokesperson Lewis Johnson says the storm was unprecedented with straight line winds of 90 miles per hour.
But also of the amount of outages that we've had. So our local energy company has not had this many people out at one time.
Johnson says they're hopeful that the majority of residents will have their power restored by Thursday. And with heat advisories in effect and the lengthy outage, Johnson says the city is providing cooling stations primarily for vulnerable individuals, the elderly, and those with health conditions.
And in those cooling stations, we have ice, we have cold water, we have snacks and a cool environment for them during the most extreme times of the day.
To add insult to injury, Johnson says every hotel in a 30-mile radius is completely booked. He says the hotels are also having to accommodate the line workers.
It was a holiday weekend as well, so it was a perfect storm, if you pardon the pun, in that respect as relates to hotel and availability.
Johnson's encouraging residents to be as patient as possible. Among the damage from the storms that moved through the southeast on Thursday, Johnson says North Louisiana was among the hardest hit. Now, numerous storms came through the area. Storms hit Mississippi early Monday with tornadic cells. Power is out between Vicksburg and Jackson also. In South Arkansas, they were hard hit as Hamburg and Crossett still don't have power this morning. The Senate Health and Welfare Committee will meet later today to discuss what impact a $100 million reduction in funding will have on the Louisiana Department of Health. The reduction occurred as the House and Senate finalized a budget in the final hours. Governor John Bel Edwards says revenue was available, so many lawmakers were blindsided by the cut.
Despite the fact that we were again directing record amounts of recurring revenue to one-time expenditures, at the very last minute, and unbeknownst to just about everybody except for a handful, there was a $100 million cut to the Department of Health.
The $100 million cut would equal around $400 to $500 million because the state uses its health care money to draw down more money from the federal government. Lawmakers complained that they had only 20 minutes to review the final budget before they were asked to vote to approve it. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.